All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be Rodolfo, R-O-D-O-L-F-O. First name, last name is A-L-D-A-P-E. Rodolfo is in his third benefit period. He's being seen for purpose of face-to-face today. The results of this face-to-face will be communicated with the hospice medical director. Today's 9/17, by the way. Rodolfo is an 80-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with history of Parkinson's disease, renal failure, chronic liver disease, chronic renal failure, hypertension, atherosclerotic heart disease associated with weight loss, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, anxiety, increased confusion, decreased sleep, history of volume overload, sundowner syndrome, period. In the paragraph, recently he was seen for a rash that he was treated. And is showing improvement, period. Patient's liver disease is related to NASH, N-A-S-H. He also has a history of vertigo and a high risk of fall, period. Patient's Parkinsonism causes chronic aspiration. He's at a high risk of fall, requires help of his daughter-in-law to move around, period, she tells me. He's weaker than before. He's short of breath with any kind of activity at this time. Cannot rule out ascites, period. His PPS is at 40%, KPS at 40%. His MAC is at 28 centimeter. His O2 sat today is at 0.2 sat 92%, blood pressure 140/80, pulse 80, respirations 18. His right-sided MAC is at 28 centimeters, as was noted. He also has pilledema in the lower extremity. Cause of the pilledema is most likely related to his heart disease. Patient appears to be more confused with requires help of his family member around the clock to be able to stay home with ADL dependency and the incontinence of bowel and bladder that was mentioned, period. His daughter-in-law also tells me that at times he becomes very aggressive, and that has been an issue, but the medication seemed to be helping. She does not feel like he needs any more medication at this time. The daughter-in-law, of course. Patient is only oriented to person, and at times not even that, period. Sleeping now over 10 to 12 hours a day, which actually is a relief to the family members because they're so concerned about his walking and the possibility of fall. Overall prognosis remains poor given the natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.